بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, brothers and sisters of Islam all across the world. Welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani, an Islamic scholar and researcher of the Islamic House of Qom, is present in today's program to answer questions regarding Islamic beliefs. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, we know that we are living in a modern world with such developments, you know, artificial intelligence, modern industrialized world, modernity all across the world in the 21st century. Now, the people might ask how your religion, Islam, which belongs to 14th century ago, more than 1,400 years ago, can help the people in this modern world. Isn't it a little bit of the oldest or old version of religion for new modern century or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should clarify this very important point that nature of mankind never changes.
Yes.
We have always the same nature.
Yes.
The basic, or let's say the fundamental desires of the mankind are always the same.
That's right.
They never changes. That is why the kind of natural, let's say, demands or expectations of the people are always the same. And the basic needs of the people are always the same, based on which the prosperity, happiness is always something the same, not different. And then the question is that the main, let's say, concerns of the people, the main questions, the main ideas, or the main principles of the ideologies that can provide us with prosperity, with happiness, does it change? Of course, it never changes. They are always the same.
That's why.
If a religion, if a school of thought deals with these kind of basic fundamental questions or issues or problems of the mankind, that would always remain alive.
That's right.
It never, we can say, get, for example, outdated. That is always available, that is always able to solve the problems of the mankind, because the main problems are always the same. So that's why if we go back to the history of mankind from the time of Adam and Eve alayhi salam to the time of Noah, time of Musa, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam,
yes,
we see that in the whole Quran it's really nice and beautiful that Quran introduces all of them as Muslim.
Yes.
Because Muslim is the one who should submit to will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right.
Will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. If the one who submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course he has to apply certain kind of rulings in his own life, which never changes.
Yes.
That is why basically or fundamentally or essentially, we can say that since Islam deals with the main basic and fundamental concerns,
yes,
problems of the people, of the,
yes,
mankind, then of course it would have response always to the questions or to the problems of the mankind.
And
makes
better,
no difference, yes.
That's right. And it's better to say that a religion like Islam is mainly concerned and tackles mainly the fitrah, mm-hmm. of the human beings rather yes. than the tabia.
Mm-hmm.
This is yes. the tabia or the nature that changes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All around the world. For example, during different centuries, we could see different developments which took place in the physical world. But what about the fitra of the human being and the soul aspect? Does it change or not? It yeah. must not change. It is the same, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, of course. For fitra, it's difficult to find a good equivalent, but in English, we can say like nature, you
yes.
know?
Innate but nature is better
innate said. Nature, yeah, it would be said. But
because
sometimes
it's different from tabia.
Yeah, it would be misunderstood by some people that, yes. of course, again, you use nature. Innate nature, or let's say something which is what we can say essential to the
yes.
nature of the mankind. Yeah, yes. that is. This fitra, al-waladu yuladu ala al-fitra, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that then abawahu yuhawidanahu wa yunasaranahu, says that this tawhidi fitra, or let's say monotheistic kind of nature, innate nature of the man is always there with man when he is born. But the problem is that the environment, the surrounding, the society, the culture, the civilization, they will change the mindset of the
yes,
people.
That's right.
And also in the Holy Quran, it is said that fitratullah allati fatara an-nasa alayha. This fitra is mentioned in the Holy Quran that it is ilahi fitra. It is the divinely fitra with mankind.
That's right. Okay.
So since this fitra is always ilahi, is like divine kind of fitra.
Yes.
That is why the main demands, the main needs, the main
yes.
problems, the main questions, the main challenges of this fitra is also always the same. So that's why if a religion deals with this kind of
yes.
natural or fitri kind of things,
mm-hmm.
then of course it would have always answer to the questions of the people. Makes
that's
no
right.
difference whether it's in modern time
yes.
or the ancient time or the medieval one. Always it would have something or have a say.
And is it true at all to say that a religion like Islam or Christianity might have answer to all the, for example, modern development and scientific developments of a society?
Yusuf, first of all, it's better to say that Islam or the divine religions should have answer and respond to those kind of needs of the man which enhance, which perfect, which improve mankind. You know, the perfection is important. Now, the question is that what is perfection? How can one perfect himself, you know? What is the steps towards perfection, we can say?
Yes.
If we cannot define and clarify the perfection, then of course we would misunderstand the religion or the teachings of divinely, let's say, religions.
Yes.
That's why from the Islamic perspective, from the religious perspective, perfection is to attain, to achieve closeness or nearness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
This is perfection. This is the final objective and purpose of our life. Then, if that is the case, then all the things that are related to this perfection, we should be answered by religion. But those things which are irrelevant
uh-huh.
to this kind of perfection or perfectionism, then of course it is not the duty or the responsibility of the prophets, imams, or religion to respond to those kind of things.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's why whatever is related to this perfection of the mankind, which
yes.
is nearness and closeness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever thing that can guide mankind, that help mankind to guide towards that, let's say, right path
yes.
towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that should be explained, that should be responded by the
yes.
religion.
That's right.
But the rest of the things, there's no need. Though, even we can say that Imam and Prophet, they are able to answer those kind
yes.
of questions as well, but it's
yes.
not their duty, it's not their responsibility.
This is what some of the researchers have done about the scientific discoveries of the Holy Quran, and they find really fascinating truth. But as all the exegetes and mufassirin of the Quran said, the Quran is the book of guidance rather than a book of science.
Exactly.
Do not look for
mm-hmm.
scientific developments or the
yeah.
answer to your queries regarding physical world discoveries in the Quran.
Exactly, because
yes.
because sometimes, you know, some things might wrongly or mistakenly be considered as perfection, while
yes.
it's reality, it's not perfection.
Yes.
It would be scientific issues,
yes.
but the question is that can it help mankind to perfect
mm-hmm.
or no? It, we can say, animalize the human being sometimes.
Yes.
This is
yes.
also the very important question.
Yes.
Every kind of improvement and scientific studies cannot be a kind of perfection. Sometimes
right.
they are disastrous.
Yes.
That should be, that we should stay away from those
mm-hmm.
kind of things.
Okay.
Yes.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
And through the Holy Quran and the light of Islam, the Muslim scientists could find so many discoveries, you know, when you take a look at the philosophers, the Hukama, Ibn al-Haytham, Averroes, al-Mas'udi, you know, al-Khwarizmi, and the just look at the golden age of Islam. They had all the light of Islam in their hearts, and they could find so many ways into the world of science and discoveries, you know. On the shoulders of whom the modern science and discoveries are put. The golden age of Islam had so many things, you know, and the Muslim scientists, using and benefiting from the light of Islam, could found, we can say, the basis for the modern development in the modern world.
Yes, of course.
So it is possible that a person is religious, benefits from the teachings of Islam, at the same time helps answering the questions on science or discoveries.
Yes, of course. If you go back to the history of Islam, not only Islam, the history of the whole world, we see that we have Dark Age, which is the medieval and the West.
Yes.
And that Dark Age, which starts from the 5th century to the 15th century.
Yes.
In this time, you find no university, no madrasa, no seminary, no scientist, no scholar, no any kind of scientific improvements in the Western, let's say, countries in the Western civilization. This is called Dark Age or the medieval. What happened to these medieval, what happened to this dark age to become enlightened age?
Yes.
It was because of the Islam.
Yes.
It was because of the Muslim thinkers, Muslim scientists. As you rightly mentioned, many discoveries made by the Muslim scholars, Muslim scientists. It was Muslims who trained the Europeans, you know. It was Islamic seminaries in Egypt and, let's say, Baghdad and, let's say, Anatolia and many other, let's say, Islamic areas, Islamic lands, in which the students of European countries came and learned lots of things from Muslims.
Yes.
And then the first madrasas, the first seminaries, the first, let's say, universities that was established after, for example, Al-Azhar, after the Nizamiya Baghdad, after the many other Islamic seminaries,
Dar al-Hikmah. Yes.
After these, they actually, Europeans copied the systems, the methods of teachings, the methods of learning, all the things from the Islamic seminaries.
Yes.
And they were the students of these seminaries, and then they trained by the Muslim scholars. It paved the ground for the development of the Western societies.
Okay.
This was the role of Islam. As you rightly mentioned, all these Islamic scientists, Islamic Muslim scholars, they were making use of the Quran, Riwayat, Ahadith. Actually, they made use of all the Islamic teachings, Islamic doctrines. Islam actually improved them.
That's right.
And then they improved the Western societies.
That's
and
right.
Finally, we have this modern civilization.
Okay. But all in all, as we said, the religion of Islam and the Holy Quran are mainly concerned with the concept of the soul and the fitrah of the human being rather than the physical body. So they invest on the other world rather than this world. So it's better to refer to them for guidance and not, we can say, answering maybe to religious, to scientific questions. Thank you very much, Sheikh, for your nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
Thank you very much. You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. We again do supplicate to Allah to hasten the reappearance of Imam Asr, Ajalallah, Inshallah. Fi amanallah.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن